back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google Store and download our app, or, you know, sit in a chair and you go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link. Link says support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, calling into question our elections, obliquely and sometimes directly attacking our democracy. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice supporting our elections, supporting our democracy. Okay, well, we're going to the lines right now. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, a year into Biden's presidency, all this browbeating about inflation and how he's handling the economy. Can I just say something to that? First of all, one of the big things causing it is oil prices, gas prices. Everybody's bitching about that. They've somewhat moderated. They're not bad at all in Madison, 285, 295. But to that, in general, during the pandemic, of course, they cut way back on production. So coming back out, you know, it's going to happen. But these same people, way back in the day, the first oil embargo in 1973, they've been manipulating prices ever since then. And anybody that thinks different is crazy, in my opinion. And secondly, with the oil companies, I think they know that their days are numbered. And so a little bit of this is price gouging. So then a guy says to me the other day, well, Trump, he really got in their grill about it when prices went up under him. I said, yeah, well, here's the thing. He was talking tough, and maybe prices did come down a little when he talked tough. But guess what? The oil companies had him in their hip pocket, and they know that Biden is not, and that he knows that we got to go a different direction. So, you know, in my opinion, a lot of this is driven by, of course, with other things, too. You could say the same thing. Production was down on a lot of other things, durable goods. And so I attribute it a little bit to price gouging, period, coming back out. They're
right,
trying to gain.
Here's the thing, Dick, though. Yeah, I think there may be an easier way. You're raising some interesting economic issues, but the average guy out there, if he's sitting around talking with people at work or whatever, and doesn't know or think much about economics, the average person out there, they're not going to sit and say, well, have you heard of Adam Smith and the Wealth of Nations? They're not going to get into the weeds on this stuff. Let me give you something that's also very common sense. And if at 35,000 feet is this, somebody says, oh, Biden's bad for the economy. Oh, really? Is that right? Unemployment is down to about 4%. It counts as full employment. There are millions more jobs and people looking for them. Number one. Number two, the S&P 500 index, the stock market last year went up 26-27%, over a quarter. In other words, if you sat there in an IRA with your IRA or your 401k or 403b or pension fund, and you had it in stocks, you had it in the S&P 500 index fund, it went up more than 25%, and you just sat there doing nothing. Oh, really? What's so bad about that? Are you kidding me? It's very similar to the prosperity under Bill Clinton in the late 1990s, full employment and the stock market doing great. Stock market did great under Donald Trump. Got to hand him that too. It had nothing to the stock market doesn't really have a ton to do with the president. The stock market has to do with a lot of other things. And the point is that our major businesses are solid. Our economy is solid. We're basically energy independent. And what are you complaining about? Knock it off. Yeah, there's a little bit of inflation right now. I think if you get deep in the weeds at work trying to explain inflation to people, everybody has a different idea. Professional economists have another idea. The fact of the matter is it ebbs and flows. And our economy is in very good shape. If you put a hack in there, if you put Trump back in, or if you put in a guy like DeSantis, my God, this is a guy who is shutting down his state, basically not standing up to COVID, basically just taking out masking requirements and everything else. If you had a guy like DeSantis or Trump running COVID instead of Joe Biden during the worst part of it in the last year and a half, we would be in very, very tough shape. So Thanks very much for calling in, Dick. You know, some good economic stuff, but I think when you're talking to the average person, they don't want to get in the weeds of economics. They want to get into, oh, I didn't know the stock market went up over a quarter. I didn't know that, the S&P. Oh, I didn't know we have full employment. It's the lowest, it's the best unemployment figure since 1969. You know how long ago that was? It was 53 years ago. So take that and munch on it. Take that and munch on it. Well, this is kind of a sad, bizarre thing. This story has to be told. It has to be told. Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Court Justice, snuck in by Moscow Mitch because he suspended the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments. Gorsuch never would have been confirmed. And now what? Manchin and Sinema are saying, well, we shouldn't do the same thing for voting rights? They did it for voting on Gorsuch. That's very, very powerful, one-ninth of the Supreme Court. Well, this idiot is the only Supreme Court justice who won't wear a mask during oral argument and at the weekly sessions at the Supreme Court have the meetings to talk about how the cases should be decided and who will write them. And you may say, okay, well, you know, he's an anti-masker. Okay, yeah, right, he's an anti-masker. But the Chief Justice, John Roberts, personally asked him, went to his chambers and asked him, could you wear a mask? Sotomayor, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, has had type 1 diabetes since she was a kid. She has very fragile health. And she does not feel comfortable sitting in a small group in a closed conference room with people who don't have masks. And not only that, she sits right next to Gorsuch on the Supreme Court because they sit, it's a traditional deal, they sit by order of their appointment. So Gorsuch and Sotomayor sit exactly next to each other, 2 feet apart. Roberts went to every other justice. All the liberals said fine. Listen, Clarence Thomas said fine. Alito said fine. Kavanaugh said fine. Gorsuch said, baloney. Baloney, I'm not doing it. As a result, Sotomayor's doctor advised her that if she has to sit next to a guy who is not wearing a mask 2 feet away for a long period of time, for hours, and then in a small conference room, that would be risky to her health. So she is watching these oral arguments on Zoom or remotely, and she is participating remotely by telephone, which is not the same thing. Gorsuch said, drop dead to Roberts and to Sotomayor. That is cruel. That is simply cruel, churlish, ungentlemanly, sadistic, really. If somebody has a very threatening immunological condition, and this kind of diabetes can be, and her doctor says that she should not sit next to people who don't have masks, you should respect that, your colleague. You should honor your colleague. The rest of them did. Now, what is the solution? He's a cruel individual. You cannot get rid of him without impeaching him. And the odds of getting 67 senators to throw him out for that are slim to none, and Slim just left town. So what do you do? Well, Roberts could put in a rule as Chief Justice. He could say, we all have to have masks. And Gorsuch should say, drop dead and show up without one. And then what do you do? This isn't like Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan showing up without one and getting fined by Pelosi. This is one-ninth of the voting on the Supreme Court. Or you could tell Gorsuch, you have to do it remotely. If he says, drop dead and walks in, have the police arrest him. This is unseemly. To put it bluntly, this is unseemly. A common sense solution that I would do would be to do this. There's nothing in the Constitution that says judges have to sit next to each other based on appointment date. So what you could do is put Gorsuch on one end of the nine people and Sotomayor on the other. And then in the conference room where they talk about it, instead of the ceremonial traditional conference room, talk about it in the courtroom itself, or the largest room in the Capitol, and put Gorsuch on one side and Sotomayor on the other with microphones. But, you know, why are we doing this? We had a something like this, a little different, in the Wisconsin Supreme Court 15 years ago. We had one justice grab another justice by the throat. Ann Walsh Bradley was talking to a justice, and he put his hands around her throat, touched her throat. You know, I clerked for Tom Fairchild, one of the great judges in Wisconsin history. He'd been on the Wisconsin Supreme Court from 1956 to 66, and then he was on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. He was the chief judge eventually, but he was on that from 66 into the 80s till he retired. And the courtesy that was displayed by then among conservatives, liberals, just human beings, friends, a lot of them were friends, even though they disagreed on things. If somebody had a threatening illness and they'd said to Tom Fairchild, would you wear a mask? Not only would he wear a mask, he would have called everybody and told them to wear a mask. And frankly, in John Roberts' defense, he did do that. So what do you do with a guy who's simply cruel, a nasty individual? There's a slightly sadistic twist to this. If he wants to force somebody to jeopardize their health, potentially hospitalization, I mean, potentially death, and takes pleasure out of it, that is a textbook definition of sadism. Why is he doing this? What does he get out of this? Yeah, Luke, you're at the mic, my friend.
Yeah, my suggestion would be if Gorsuch doesn't want to wear the mask, then he's the one that should have to telecommute into work then. If everybody else is fine wearing a mask and the rest of the justices agree to it, why is she being punished for her health risk? She should be able to still then be able to go to work, everybody else wear a mask, and Gorsuch, if he doesn't want to abide by the policies, then he should work from home. Commute.
Great idea. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Oh, yeah.